Hi, Stella speaking.
Hi, is this the home care agency?
Yes, we are. How can I help you?
Do you only work with clients in Philadelphia?
No, not at all. And which area are you looking for?
Quakertown, Bucks County?
Bucks County. So we actually do service Bucks County. Would you need a caregiver from us, or would you want to sign up a family member?
A family member. My son gets services and he already has an agency, but I'm looking to switch the agency. So everything, like I said, is already set up. It just needs to be transferred somewhere. So I was just looking for information on that.
Got it. Which age is your son?
Is it age?
Yes.
17.
17.
Well, he'll be 17 this month.
Got it. And he has an ABRA waiver?
A
Do you
what
know?
waiver?
Like, I just want to check his plan just to make sure we service his plan.
He has Keystone First, and he has 6 hours a day and 11 hours on non-school days.
Can you give me his first and last name, please, so I can check it out?
Yeah, it's Riley, Riley,
Okay.
and his last name is Tulish, Tulish.
Got it. And what's his date of birth?
126.09.
Let me see what I... Does he have Medicaid as well?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't come up. It's 126,
Yes.
2009.
Yeah, 126.09. For some reason, I don't know why, but every time we go anywhere, it doesn't come up and they have to call. It's truly a pain. I don't understand why. It's been complained about multiple times, but
Do you have his
yeah.
Medicaid ID?
Let me see. I do have his insurance paperwork with me. Hold on. I believe, yeah, here. I'm good. How about you? Now I'm reading things. Yeah, just. Medicaid. Is that the MCI number?
The what?
And I'm looking at his Medicaid information. Is
It should be
that
like a 10-digit number.
that's 9. You could try that, I guess. It's 2301358 40.
It's actually no, it should be 10.
There's a record ID number. Let me see. 1, 2,
Like
3, 4,
recipient ID
5, 6,
or
7, 8, 9. They're both 9-digit numbers. I only have a notice ID. I'm looking right at the paperwork. Nothing says any other ID numbers.
do you have his Medicaid card, like the state card?
Possibly, but maybe not. Maybe it's not
You don't
worth.
have it with you. Let me
I
do
will look
like
though. Hold
that,
on one
'cause
second. I'm looking. Yeah, I have a card here. State ID number?
what?
State ID number?
Yep, that's what I need.
0502341738.
3-8, got it. And oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Why does it come up that it's invalid? Why does it come up invalid? Let me see.
So annoying.
Do you see like a recipient ID or something in any other ID?
No,
Like
only
maybe a
all the ones
12.
that I already gave you.
Only
No,
the ones that I gave.
there's two
Let
different
me.
9-digit numbers and then that number, and that's it.
That's
Those are
it.
all of his Medicaid numbers.
That's where, because sometimes it's a 12-digit ID. What I can do is let me see.
Yeah,
Because.
he just had a sleep study and they had to call because they tried to cancel us because they said his insurance is invalid, but there's nothing invalid about it. It's their system doesn't work for some reason.
Okay, because there was actually two companies that one company doesn't take pediatrics, and the other company does take only if you have the waiver, like if you are already signed up. Just give me a minute, because I wanted to log in. But you said he has already approved ours, and you're sure mm-hmm. that, like, that's for the waiver program, I guess.
I don't think it's for a waiver program. I believe it's he has nursing aid hours through the insurance company. There's no waivers,
nursing?
No state waivers.
Home I don't think
aid.
They do, like, home health aids, because there's, like, CNAs, like, certified nursing. Or there is just, like, family members could sign up.
He could have a home health aide or a family member.
Got
He's
it.
With Bayada Pediatric Office.
Oh, he is with Bayada Pediatrics. So let me get
mm-hmm.
his information so they will for sure take him, like, most probably.
Okay.
I would say 99%. And I
okay.
can send it over to Valley and let them know to reach out to you. And they're all going to, like, need to get his Medicaid ID. Actually, you said he has Keystone, right?
Yeah, he has Keystone first.
Let me see if I can check it up on Keystone's portal. Give me a minute. He has Keystone First Community Health Choices or Keystone First VIP Choice, do you know?
It just says Blue Cross Keystone First.
Blue Cross.
It doesn't have any other information.
Blue Cross, let me see.
I've never heard it referred to as Blue Cross, though. It just says it on the card, but just Keystone First. Community plan? I don't know.
How do I spell his last name again?
T-U-L-I-S-H.
Got it. And his date of birth is 1/26/2009?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that come up here? Let me try somewhere else. Also doesn't come up. He has most probably a different kind of plan.
It's just Pennsylvania State Insurance for Children with Disabilities, and they pay for the hours. It seems like a very normal process from what I'm used to, so I'm not sure why it seems far and... You know what I mean?
It's usually weird, because if they, like, if you have Medicaid, it will pop up. And Keystone also doesn't come up. Let me do like that. I'll take those information. Let me ask Valley if they can take it, like, even though I don't have any information, and I'll let you know. Okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Because they won't take a case until I get everything confirmed. So that's why I wanted to check. If they'll take it.
Okay,
way.
Well, like I said, he's already completely active and has been using a nursing agency for years, so he's very established with this, so they could always help you with the transition, too, because everything is already established.
Right, but it might be it's a service, so we do not do. Because, it depends.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to log in and see which kind of program he got approved for, because we only do, actually, waivers. So if he doesn't have a waiver, then we won't be able to do it.
Yeah, I don't think it's a waiver. It's paid for through health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a waiver.
Oh, it's not a waiver.
Of.
So I doubt we'll be able to take it. Let me ask them. If so, I'll just give you a call back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye. Bye.